Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Soulful Healing Talk Show tonight. I welcome you all from wherever you're tuned in tonight, and I know this topic is a hot topic because we've all felt like this before, and I just want to talk about it and let you know that you're not alone in feeling like that. It happens to us, you know, and don't ever feel this way. They're lucky, because I know there are tons of people out there who have had this feeling. Not that they've given up, but they've been through this feeling. And we're going to talk about it. And I want my first song to be very encouraging to you guys. So here goes. Test and check. Anything is possible. Start.
Yeah. When you feel like
remind you tonight that anything is possible too. And I hope this show, you know, kind of gear you on, push you on, change your gears and just move on no matter what. You know, people feel like giving up for many, many reasons. You know, some people give up on men or women, whatever suits your fancy, you know, because they broke your heart and the pain that you went through and you don't want to go through it again. You know, they give up on love. You know, people give up on because of illnesses. They give up on life because of illnesses. And some illnesses bring very demeaning circumstances to people. Now, some people don't want nobody cleaning them, but they have to go through it. You know, they don't want to go through that. The quality of life sometimes make people want to give up. You know, people want to give up on their passion because they don't see results that they were looking for. So they want to give up on that. Some people just want to give up on life altogether. You know, some people want to give up on their career. You know, whatever it might be. At some time in your life, you feel defeated and you feel like you just want to give up the ghost. There's no doubt about that. You know, even me, I know a lot of people look to my story as a, and my show as a source of inspiration. And that is a, one of the greatest benefits that I enjoy as a talk show host. But, and I'm not afraid to admit it either, you know, I don't always feel energized to pursue business. And sometimes in my darkest moments, you know, I even consider giving it all up. Just give up the ghost and give it all up, you know. And I know tons of us out there listening right now have been through the, those moments, you know, or you have a lack of motivation. It's not something that may come at different stages in your life or in your relationships or in your career development, you know, wherever it is, you know, and in your career development, especially if you're not yet established, you know, that income stream online or wherever you want to get it done, you know, that is sufficient to live off. You know, it can be questioning, to say the least. Or if you're at the right at the beginning of your venture and you've not seen 1 cent of the return of the work that you put in, you know, those things can have an effect on you. But let me remind you of something. You are the one that chooses to be inspired or dejected. You have that power. Don't forget that. You have that power. And depending on what your worldviews are and your personality style, you know, when you hear all the successes of others, you may either feel inspired or dejected. And I want to let you know that you choose it. Okay? Because while it's obviously more beneficial to look at people at, you know, people achieving what you desire as some kind of motivation, you know, as we are imperfect human beings, you know, don't be surprised if jealousy and depression and anger just happened to be your first response, okay? And I also want to let you in on a little secret that I've been stressing for the whole of Soulful Healing Talk Show, is that your mind, Your mind is the greatest asset for success in anything you do. Okay? But it can just be as strong a force of hindrance if you allow it. Okay? It can sabotage your efforts by destroying your work ethics and leaving you with no option but to return to the job that you hated, that you swear you'd never go back to. You know what? And that is what happened. So I'm going to share some points about how to work when you don't feel it. Okay, but I want to play my next song to you, for you, because I have a lot of encouraging songs, and this is by an upcoming artist. And when I tell you, this artist constantly amazes me by his work. I love his work, and I want you to call and let me know if you like his work also. Let me know. This is an upcoming artist called Jaward. So positive and inspirational, and I love his heart and I love everything about him. All right, and this song is called One Day at a Time. It's a motivating song, and I want to share it with you.
Rutum!
Almighty and my knees are going and I'm praying.
stay focused and stay on the grind. One day at a time. We don't know that is our time. One day at a time. We have to stay focused and stay on the grind. One day at a time. One day, yeah.
Yo, when you hear the one that the one know,
you know, God. Yes. Feel like giving up. But tomorrow, you know, there may be something to encourage us, and we have to find ways to encourage ourselves in it all. You know, it is a journey. And if we look on it like that, it is more adventurous. Look on it as an adventurous journey to find your purpose in life. And don't give up on that purpose. Okay? Consider it a matter of life and death. If you don't know, you might as well be dead. Because then your purpose won't be achieved. So you have to keep going. Okay? And one of my beliefs is that, you know, the success stories of others and most entrepreneurs is the ability to keep working in the face of failure. It's very important. And the ability to force yourself to be productive when you don't feel it. Okay? And understand, it's something that you need to understand, that entrepreneurs, they fail all the time. Okay? Yes, I said it. Yes, they do. You could say it's like a never-ending trend. Okay? Don't believe the hype, those new starting entrepreneurs, that the real estate of entrepreneurship, okay? If you want to go into business for yourself, my advice to you is to get ready for feeling failure and pressure of about 90% of everything that involves. But don't worry, okay? It is part of the game. You have to expect these emotions to come up. And when they come up, you have to know that they're part of it and you're not giving up, okay? It's very hard to be confident of success and know, especially when you have not really experienced it yet, okay? But in many ways, at this stage of the journey, faith is one thing that will help you through it. And that fake it till you make it confidence. Okay? In the idea has, you know, to carry you through, it all have to come together to carry you through those times. Through the self-doubt and the setbacks and the slow growth. Those are the gems that you need to hold on to. The faith in yourself and the fake it till you make it attitude, confidence. Okay? Nothing goes right all the time. We all should know that by now. You know, sometimes your clients will ask for refund, or they won't be happy with the service you provide, or some other company, okay? Some other company would be going on. But you have to know your worth and what it's all about, okay? You just have to deal with it. And for you beginners out there, it is very consuming, I know. One of the greatest challenges you face is with the battle of self-doubt. That is one of the biggest battles you face when you're trying entrepreneurship. You know, others around you will ask if you're crazy, why you want to start a business in this time. You know, they will come and say all kind of things, and you will realize that your own results, they take long to come, and there are few and far in between, you know. And you have to work every day for just a little reward. But let me tell you something. Patience and willpower are very important at these stages. Okay? And in hindsight, faith is an outcome. And it's easy because the experience is hard. Okay, before this, you're playing with the chance and you're believing in the possibility of the success without actually tasting it. And if you don't have any tolerance for uncertainty, let me just give you a little advice. It's better to avoid the going into business for yourself because it's filled with uncertainty. And one of the things that I did and I still do, whenever I feel less than enthusiastic, is to focus on my output. You know, rather than making the external of things bring me down. You know, I may feel utterly crushed, not going to tell you, you're not going to have those emotions. When you get let down, you know, you feel crushed. But I know if I create something or take any productive action, you know, whether it's anything. It could be something you need to do towards a goal or just getting your mind in a good frame of mind. You know, that is an output. You know, you put in that output and that output is the power within you. It's about realizing the power in you is that it fixes your mood. Because remember, negative emotions breeds negative action. Okay? Just sitting down doing nothing, just moping and thinking and wallowing, it don't leave you any choices. Okay? It don't leave you any choices. But if you focus on creating something, even if it's something that you like to do just to ease your mind, it don't matter what it is. Just start creating something or focusing on something it can do. Whether it's something that been sitting there forever and you need to take control of it. You know what I mean? It is your ability to soldier it out in the face of emotional disturbance. It is that is going to carry it through the darkness, okay? And return it to a state of consistent activity and thought. Okay, think about it. Why do I keep doing my show? You know, I'm very excited and love my faithful listeners, and I'm very excited every week to have you here with me and chilling with me, you know? And I know you know what I mean when I talk about keeping the faith and fighting through self-doubt, because I always talk about it on my show and my avid listeners are always with me. I want to give thanks to you guys right now for being here with me and chilling with me. And I really hate calling names because some people that are logged on and I'm not able to see them, think I'm not acknowledging them, and it is not. I just can't see where you're logged on from in the studio here. But I always need you to be logged on with me, so please I just want to say thank you for being here, and I love the audience. I give thanks, guys. Give thanks. I love it. You know, I quickly learned that I had to enjoy the small successes and focus on the commitment towards the goal. And sometimes, you know, I did it with blind faith. That commitment and motivation helped me when I felt less than excited about my progress and very uncertain about whether my show would ever take off. All of that, that motivation and commitment is what carried me onward. So I have something behind you, pushing you. And the end result is now 3 years being a talk show host. And I'm very content to do a show every single week, no matter what mood I'm in, you know. And this is something not every person can replicate either. You know, regardless of life situation, access of free time, you know, most people don't have the willpower to finish the race. But I'm doing it. It's not just blind faith. And I'm not promoting blind faith because I know I'm going to get questions about that. You know, just a consistent effort based on a solid belief in an outcome. And the outcome don't just happen. You have to have that consistent effort. Okay? The point, there's a point when you need to take stock of your progress. And sometimes you have to make changes, and sometimes you have to start all over again, or, you know, whatever you need to do to adjust it to work. You have to do that. You know, but unfortunately, what happens is most people take the exit door too early, okay? And this, what it does is reinforces the already noticeable lack of results, okay? This lack of action produces a lack of results, okay? So if you don't do anything about it, you're not going to get nothing done about it. It's not rocket science. But because human beings are moody and imperfect, it's a challenge to overcome oneself sometimes. And this is, and it will always be, the biggest challenge in your life. Is to overcome your beliefs. If you truly want to realize an outcome and taste success, then you must take the steps to get there, as simple as that. Not some of them, and not only when you feel like it, okay? It needs to be consistent action. And you have to put some potent efforts behind it. Okay? Regardless of what is going on around you, you have to do it. Okay? It don't matter if it's internal or external situations going on with you. Realize what is important. What your goal is, it could be to lose weight, it could be a career, it could be to be better to your spouse, to be better to your children. It don't matter what your goal is. You know, work on it so you can achieve it. And I know some people out there, you know, feel like giving up on life. And I want to talk to you tonight a little bit. So if you're feeling suicidal now and you're tuned in, just stop long enough to listen to me. It won't take too long, okay? No, I don't want to talk you out of your bad feelings because I am not a professional, a health professional, or a therapist. But I know what it feels like to be in pain, okay? And I don't know who you are or what brought you to the radio show tonight. But I know that for that this moment right now, you're here. And it is a good thing because I know I'm talking to somebody out there. And I can assume that you're here because you're troubled and you may be considering to give up on life itself. You know, I know a lot of people who wanted to kill themselves. So I have some small idea of what you may be feeling right now. And while we're together for the next 5 minutes or you can stay for the entire show, you know, I want to share some things with you. I won't argue about whether you should kill yourself or not. Because I assume if you're thinking about it, you're not feeling good at all and are wanting to talk about it right now. But I would ask you just to stay and listen. You may not need to call. If you want to call, I would welcome your call. But you don't have to call if you don't need to. But I would love to talk to you. Okay? And since you're still here with us, to me, it could signify that you're at least a little bit unsure, you know, somewhere deep inside about whether you really want to end your life or not. You know, often people that are in the deepest, darkest place of despair, you know, being unsure is okay. It's okay because it's normal. Being unsure about dying. Okay, the fact that they're still alive right now means that you're a little bit unsure, in my opinion. It means that even while you want to die, at the same time, some part of you still wants to live. So I would say, let's hang on to that. And I know that, you know, you have these thoughts when the pain exceeds resources for coping with the pain. I know. It's not, that is all it's about. It's not that you're a bad person, you're crazy, or you're weak, or you're flawed because you feel suicidal. Okay, it doesn't even mean that you really, really want to die either. It means that you have more pain than you can cope with right now. Okay, it's like piling on weights on your shoulders. How much can you balance without you collapsing? You know? And there are many kinds of pain and know that may lead to suicide. Whether or not the pain is bearable is different for everybody. So you can't judge a person. Because what might be bearable to someone else may not be bearable to you. Okay, I understand that. The point at which your pain becomes unbearable, it depends on the kind of coping resources you have. Okay? And you can survive these suicidal feelings if you do either of two things. You can find a way to reduce your pain, or you can find a way to increase your coping abilities and your resources. Okay, both are possible. Okay? And I'm going to play this song again because it didn't play properly. Ja Words, One Day at a Time.
Rutum!
Whoa, oh, oh, I.
There's a very good chance that you're going to live. And I hope this information that you're hearing tonight give you a sense of hope. You know, give yourself some distance. Say to yourself, I will wait a week before I do anything harsh. Remember that feelings and actions are two different things. And just because you feel like killing yourself, don't mean that you have to actually do it. Okay? So I said, put some distance between your suicidal feelings and your suicidal actions. Even if it is just a day, you have already done it for 5 minutes listening to me or more. People often turn to suicide because they're seeking a pain relief. And remember that relief is a feeling and you have to be alive to feel it. Okay? And you will not feel the relief if you are so desperately wanting to die. Okay? So just think about it. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Okay? 1-800-273-8255. I can give you those numbers in Australia. Okay? Australia is what? 799-4TTY. Okay. But don't give yourself the additional burden of trying to deal with it alone. Okay? Just talking about how you got to where you are, it can release a whole lot of pressure. And it may just be the additional coping resource that you need. Okay? I know that suicidal feelings are traumatic. But after they subside, you may need to continue caring for yourself. And therapy is a good way to let it all out. Okay? You need to reward yourself with more coping resources. Okay? Coping resources, it helps you relieve the pain. And the more pain you have, is the more coping resources you need to dull that pain. Okay? So let's give you another set of coping resources. Check out for yourself what will help you. Okay, and have them until they outnumber the source of the pain. And let me tell you this. People commit suicide every day. And not just by killing themselves. Okay? Not just the heart stop beating. People choose to stop living. Okay? And even when they are beaten, they choose to stop living. Because losing the will to live these days, and unfortunately, is very common. It not only afflicts those who find themselves in difficult situations, but also those who seem to have everything they want. You know? People can have it all and they still feel like that. Living life happily isn't easy for them. But I'm sorry to say that it's our own fault that we have that issue. Sure, you know, I know more than anybody else that life will throw you some curveballs. You know, and it's like they are always there, religiously coming to you. But whether you choose to swing the bat or walk to the bench, it's up to you. It's up to you. Life isn't supposed to be entirely pleasant. and it never will be for anyone, ever. So those pretending that their life is grand, I am glad for you. But you always find yourself pushing ahead. You know, the ones that have to deal with the struggles against resistance. And even as you get older, you may feel like things are getting easier. It's only because they are not pushing as hard as they used to be. And hopefully this is because you've managed to achieve all those things you've hoped for in life. You know? And that would be great. You can have a better life. You can be happier, okay? And it is attainable for everybody. Everybody who has a healthy body and a mind, okay? You know, a thing that we may go to hell and heaven, but, you know, that is another thing, and I don't want to get into our religious debate tonight. But put your religious feeling of faith aside for a minute and consider the numbers. You know, what are the chances that your religion is the right one? As I said, I don't want to get into a debate tonight. But no matter what you believe, right, you have to at least look on it and say that, you know, maybe what you believe, it could be wrong. I'm just saying that because I don't want you to go and take a gamble and live the one life you was given right now, you know, and live it halfway, assuming that you do better in the afterlife or the second life or whatever the heck happens to you. Okay? There is always, and I mean always, a solution to any problem. It may not be, but it will get the job done. The trick is to come up with a solution. How you come up with that depends on you and the problem itself. Okay? Knowing that there's a solution to any problem should be a relief to know that there is a solution to this issue. Let me just try and find it. Talk to people, research it, do whatever you have to do. Okay? Because, you know, problems, depending on what it is for each person, it don't have to be the biggest problem in the world for somebody. You know, problems have the uncanny way to make us feel hopeless and trapped sometimes. But know that you're not trapped because there's a solution. There's actually a way out of this situation. Okay? Don't be trapped into it. You just need to spend some time figuring out what you need to do in order to find a solution. And let me tell you this. Laziness is a poor excuse to give it up on living. Okay, so please don't let it be laziness. And success is right there for those who don't give up. Okay? And, you know, achieving success is rather simple. You have a goal or a destination you want to accomplish, right? You want to reach. You have a path or direction or a map of getting there. The only thing you need to do is keep moving in that direction until you get where you need to go. Of course. Okay, that path you need to take would involve a lot of obstacles, a lot of errors, a lot of trials, a lot of failures, okay? A lot of dead ends, a lot of U-turns, all kind of things. All kind of crooked paths, it don't matter, it will take you down there. What you need to keep in mind is that those mistakes that you make along the way are necessary for you to get where you need to be. Okay? This is really the mistake that help you succeed, because without the mistakes that teach you the necessary lessons, you wouldn't learn them. So be smart and learn from your mistakes. Some people like to repeat the mistakes, but learn from your mistakes and keep plunging along. Okay? Then you can't fail. And you know, I know it really look good sometimes to go about life on your lonesome. And sometimes it can actually be the smarter choice. However, there comes in our life where we need others. We need others to get to the next chapter. And you know, those people can be found. You just have to be willing to look into places, because people can often surprise us when, you know, when we get to know them. We just have to be willing to get to know them a little bit, you know, have a mutually beneficial relationship. And those are the ones that really let the world go round. Okay? Because it would be a really dog eat dog world if we didn't have that quality. You know, what gives life is the meaning, is the struggle that we have to go through. We see the quality of life, we see the value of things. And I know it may seem silly at the moment, but if you never had to struggle for anything ever, you know, just imagine if everything you want just fall at your feet and you never had to work hard for anything at all in your life. Yes, it would, you know, become like a dream come true, but then it will also get boring, okay? Because as human beings, we need to feel challenged, to feel that we accomplished something. And the only way to feel as if we have accomplished is to work for it, to apply ourselves for it. So without the struggle, life is just like a cardboard, styrofoam. You know, one day you look back at your life, you look back at all your struggles, and you feel proud of yourself that you've accomplished and reached. You know, some you overcame and some you didn't, but you're smiling because you're still alive and you're breathing and you're stronger and you've known your stronger self. You're capable of having full control over your reality. Your life is what you perceive it to be. All you experience in life, all the things you do, all the things you see, all the things you live through, all of that only has meaning if you give it meaning. Okay? Otherwise, it's not more than just a blink. Because so little has meaning outside of us these days. You can choose to give meaning to whatever you choose to. Okay? And more importantly, you can choose to accept that certain things in life are completely meaningless, especially these days, and don't deserve none of our attention. Okay? It may seem difficult to imagine yourself having control over your reality and your life. And you can do it. Okay? It is possible. Just practice doing it. Remember, there's a purpose for each of us waiting to be found out. And that purpose is not somewhere out of you. It's right there inside of you. And you need to take time to explore what you believe holds importance in your life. You know what exactly that entails? What does that entail? What is important to you? You know, some people say to live is to be capable of creating change. What you want to change and how you want to change it, that is what defines your life and the person you are. Okay? The way you change is like your wardrobe. You change your wardrobe. It defines your taste. It's hard to really wrap your head around it. But I find it over and over and over to be true. Okay? Ariel just said hi. She said, what about giving up on love? You know, my hi guest 148, how you doing? You know, love don't always just slip away. To me, I think sometimes we push it away. That's what I believe. Sometimes we push love away. And this may sound, you know, accusing you or, you know, sounding dooming to you, but it's not my intention. I know sometimes people come into our lives, you know, and give us some experiences that we don't want to experience anymore, you know, but I think we do this to ourselves. To the degree that we love ourselves, we control the amount of love we will tolerate. Okay? If you're not used to a certain loving, when you kind of get it, if you're used to only bad experiences happening in your life, and when you get somebody who loves you and showing you know, you may just tolerate the amount of love you can handle. You know? And we do this without realizing it. And in countless quiet ways, we may be giving up on love. That's my answer, Ariel. Our tolerance for love is usually established early in our life. And it's based on our unique childhood experiences. A lot of our, you know, establishedness happened in our childhood experiences. And the specific ways we were hurt also influence us. And it shapes our capacity for closeness. And as we get older, you know, we kind of gravitate to what is familiar. And because we've been hurt, we choose partners who hurt us. It happens a lot of times. You wonder why this man stay with this woman, or why he divorced this woman and got married this woman, and it's the same kind of woman. That is because they used to what? They used to. And most of us enter a good relationship in a good place in our life. You know, and earlier on we feel great because we finally feel valid and seen. And we find what we always said we wanted in somebody. But yet, this blissful process of caring so deeply for someone else, you know, is an invitation to care more deeply about our lives. Okay? And at this point, as in so many moments in life, we face this choice without being fully aware of it too. Do we side with life and invest in love? You know, do we choose a path of a more self-protective and defending part of ourselves? You know, this is a part of us that resists the feeling. It avoids risk. It gravitates towards numbness. It eludes a connection and commitment and ultimately love. Okay? People have trouble recognizing in themselves at first. Okay? Because people think that they want love and they don't consciously feel afraid. But what they do is they go along happily in their relationship for a time. Right? Then slowly, without being aware of it, they start to pull back. Okay, they diminish their feelings of real love and they start to replace it with anything from routine to petty arguments to deadness, you know, don't work out. And it can be a fear of us losing, so we back away from it. Okay? But so many positive things can set us in motion and pull us back to love. Yes. Each of us have that inner critic area. Yes, we do. You know? And that inner critic is a very powerful thing. And sometimes it can be negatively influenced because it never quite believes in your value or your happiness. That inner critic inside. Okay? Sometimes we think you'll never fall in love, or you'll never get married, or you'll never have a baby. You know, these go against these long-held negative feelings. Okay? And these life events can remind us of time passing, and they can set off fears in you, or a sense that you're growing up, okay? And people go through that all the time when they have to start a life of their own, when they realize that they're divorcing the familiarities from their past, okay? And so what happens when you get scared? You pull back from your relationship, you go back into a relationship, you go back into an abusive relationship, or you pull back from a loving relationship. That is what happens. And you know, these behaviors manifest themselves differently in each individual because they are usually based on the person's specific past. Okay? We all have our own specific set of defenses. okay? You know, you have some women who are men that withhold sex from their partners, okay? And you may start to feel trapped or intruded on. This is your set of defenses. And you can become controlling, and you can be critical, and you can be just over possessive, or you can get very, very jealous, or you know what, you can just get distracted from life, because it's all too easy to let the aspects of life take over your relationships, especially when there's so many things to choose from, you know, your kids and the career tend to be what would justify as what consumes our time. All of that take up your time, and then you realize out of the blue that you've lost touch with your partner, okay? Yes, Ariel, that is so true. You know, we can use them to divert us, but what we're doing is to divert our own desires to love and to be loved. That is what happens. We try and say that this is happening, but it's because you're trying to take yourself out of love. It happens all the time. Okay, so I'm going to play my next song and give my voice a break for 4 minutes. Okay? It's the words again. One day at a time.
Rotum!
Whoa,
we not carwood.
at a time. You don't know, this is our time. One day at a time. We have to stay focused and stay on the grind. One day at a time. One day, one day, one day at a time. Well, hey, do you hear what I'm saying? What I'm saying, yo, hey. Dirty Babylon, long time we won't feel tear around them up here. Keep it till them say, yeah, one day at a time. We have to stay focused and stay on the grind. One day at a time. We don't know that is our time. One day at a time. We have to stay focused and stay on the grind. One day at a time.
I won't accept defeat in a system yet that's sweet. And there's food and a piece to be eaten all the while you greet. So let's give thanks and praises. It's all about being here. That is it, no matter what. Drop out. So treat your life like a precious gift. Oh, it's all about being here. Isn't it, no matter what. Drop out, no. As we forward throughout the years, let us chase away all fears. Make the blessing flow cut and clear. If you need a new year resolution, help the hungry and remember the poor. Shelter all who need it. What you waiting for? We need more love in action, in its fullness and not a fraction. Try reading from a Marcus Garvey teaching. And I listen, I see I speakings. Just food for thought, not preaching. Queen and king, oh, it's all about being here. Isn't it? No man, no one. Drop out, oh, treat your life like a precious gift. Oh, it's all about being here. That is it? No man, no one. Drop out, I treat my life. Precious gift, yeah. Oh, 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 na, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. I give thanks for the day. There's no need to complain. I choose nature's way. Now I'm gonna make my tear, I'll get me jumpy. What we see, trample the beast on the feet with the yaya yingy beat. I won't accept defeat in a city that nature sweet. And the fruits and the trees to be eaten all the while you treat. And so you should give eyes all about being here. Isn't it? No man, no one. Drop out. So treat your life like a precious gift. Oh, it's all about being here. Isn't it? No man, no one. Drop out. Precious gift, yeah. Everyone talking, hustling, bustling. Where's the identity? Where's the gathering? Everyone rushing, complicate everything. It's so simple, king. In tune with nature, king. All about being here. Isn't it? No man, no one. Jump out. No, no, no. Oh, it's all about. No,
Inna the streets with me brother close. Yeah, more life me need, me forever chose. Me I tell my friend my foes.
From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread for sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything, real and genuine.
We no have to see no picture for no dead poster. Every day me friend them dead, it's like it get closer. Out of the stress, we get a life for while for get daughter. Well, if for things what we go through, we cannot get over. So me no want no man no tell me about no six shooter. Give me a work, me take me money, mind them six shooter. So man no squad, no feed them money, them a big joker. Mama no feel your bad for no shoulder.
From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread for sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything, real and genuine. Alright.
Me coulda get me eyes shut, but me's a youth to read my Bible as me rise up. Me still a give the thanks to praises all when I'm broke. Come on in, I go make them show me now no I love. Get a youth to not feel wise up. No make them tell us how you care, you have to try for. If I feel evil, shock a taxi, I go drive bus. Then go take a gun for your love.
From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread for sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything real and genuine.
This one goes out to all who love them life with no doubt. All when the landlord that tell them move out. From your happiness, I'm not gonna make you lose out. So they provide a dip. This one goes out, provide food for the kids them put in their mouth. If I want box food, then it's a go share out. Still I give thanks for life all when I be a trout.
From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread for sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything real and genuine. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread to sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything real and genuine. Alright.
Blase, Zika, both of them. Let us unite the world with dance and harmony and just be free.
Be free and don't worry about no trouble. Be free, regardless of your struggle. Be free, forget your enemies. Be free and be free and don't worry about no trouble. Regardless of your struggles, be free.